This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Say what you want about Decorum. In 12 years, online media company Gawker has changed the game. It started as a blog for celebrity sightings. Now it's a group of websites like Deadspin and Gizmodo that millions of people go to every day to get the bad, the ugly, and a bit of the good. But now the game might be changing Gawker. In recent months, the company's brand of cultural criticism, viral video posts, and celebrity gossip has been threatened by a high-profile lawsuit involving the most famous Florida man of all time, Hulk Hogan. Also, the handling of a controversial blog post that outed a media executive as being gay. Today, Gawker Media is hitting a reset with a promise from CEO Nick Denton of a more humane editorial bent. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, the change may reflect a bigger shift underway in digital media.
Gawker made its name on snark with gossipy, often nasty posts targeting New York's media elite.
And that is something that it looks like digital media is outgrowing.
Ken Doctor with Newsonomics says competitors like Vox, Vice, and BuzzFeed are irreverent and opinionated, but typically not mean. Many readers thought Gawker overstepped with its post about a married publishing executive allegedly trying to hire a gay escort. But digital media analyst Rebecca Lieb says the decision to pull that post under pressure from advertisers suggests a bigger problem.
It belies a major fissure in the separation of church and state at Gawker, in the separation of editorial and publishing that is sacrosanct in any media company of repute.
It's not just ad revenue at stake. Former wrestler Hulk Hogan is suing the company for $100 million over its publication of a sex tape. Ultimately, Gawker's brand of tabloid journalism may just prove too costly. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.